The West Live. The West Live with Ben O'Shea.
Here in WA, we could be forgiven for sometimes forgetting there's a worldwide pandemic affecting billions of people as we get along with our days. But it's important we don't forget it's impacting us because around two-thirds of Aussie parents are still working from home, and research has shown it's affecting family dynamics, and West Aussie parents are reaching out for help. Joining me now to explain is CEO of Parental EQ, an app for parents to reach out for support. It's Vijay Solanki. Good morning, Vijay.
Hey, Ben, how are you?
And so firstly, what has your data found?
Look, we found that the trend towards family emotional health has been one that started before COVID. So what we've uncovered is that parents these days aren't equipped to understand emotional health. We kind of understand physical health. We know the importance of giving our kids, green veggies or sending them out for exercise, but we don't truly understand the connection between the brain, emotions, and behaviors. And that's the mission that we're on. It's really to help parents take some of that into their own hands. And that's the trend that's been growing. 50% of mental health issues start before the age of 14, but most go unnoticed. 20% of all kids will have a mental health diagnosis in any given year. And COVID's just clearly exaggerated all of that.
Well, it's a strange twist because you'd think that parents are working from home in greater numbers than ever before. We're seeing it here in Perth to the point where most companies in the CBD are now sending their workers home to work 2 or 3 days a week. And you'd think more time with the kids has got to be a good thing. But your data is showing that some kids are actually starting to resent this extra FaceTime with their parents.
Yeah, we're kind of finding families fall into one of two buckets. It's been a while since we've been doing home-based working for those that are doing it, but it's not always easy. Many employees who are parents are feeling that they're under more pressure and they're working kind of a whole new set of hours, and it's really upsetting the routine. And that's the heart of the issue here. It's the routine. When the routine starts to break down, the relationship between and parent and child gets worse. In some situations, the child might then withdraw. You might find them on screens a lot more. They might be sleeping later. The diet might struggle. And then things can spiral a little bit out of control. And that's where parents definitely need some support and some help to get things back on track.
Yeah, right. And in terms of that support, in WA, I see that more grandparents are getting involved in parenting compared to other states. Why do you think that is?
Well, I can't be completely sure. I wonder whether in WA, for some reason, grandparents are playing more of a primary carer role. So if you have an extended family and there's more pressure on your work life, there may be some parents where they're able to abdicate a bit of that responsibility to grandparents. And we've found a chunk of grandparents downloading the app in WA higher than the national average. So we're just kind of looking into why that might be. That's our hypothesis.
And so in terms of the app, can you give us a quick idea of how it works, how people are using it?
Yeah, look, so Parental EQ is a parent psychology platform. We are on a mission to simplify the best of parent-child psychology and put it into the palms of every parent, every carer. And the way we do that is in two ways. You download the app, you create a profile, and then you have some time with a parent science expert. He or she will listen to your needs and will send you a personalized plan. So there's a real person that's involved in the app. And the plan involves two different types of activity, something we call knowledge. So that's where we might take a topic like the science of anxiety explained in 5 minutes, like a little podcast. And then we'll give you an activity to do, which is really similar to the sort of thing a psychologist would give you, but we've made it shorter and easier so a parent can do it at home. And that's really how you use the app. In WA, we found the three most important, the three top topics that parents and carers are downloading are parenting skills. So there's definitely a group of parents who want to go deeper. And then the second two are anger and anxiety. So parents that are dealing with those two challenges in the home.
And so what advice do you have for parents who are noticing their kids are struggling or are acting up a little bit?
It's all about trying to get into back into routine if you can. But we've got four principles that we think might be helpful. One is the notion of quality time. If you're working from home and it's full on, I think part of the challenge is for parents with younger kids, the kids see that the parent's there, but the parent can't engage with them because, hey, I'm in a work call, or I've got a piece of work I've got to finish. So make sure that you do find time during the day for quality time. It could be just 5 or 10 minutes doing something your child wants to do, play handball, bake some cookies, read a book, or just go for a walk. Number two is active listening. So that's not have your head in your work and just nod, you know, from a distance. Take the time out to listen properly to your child. Show them that you're listening. You know, use the right body language. Use words of encouragement. You know, they need to see you're genuinely listening at the points when you're with them. Communicate clearly. When you're under pressure and the work is really piling up, we might just gobble out a message. Take the time to think about what is it you want your child to hear. Even write it down, which might seem crazy, but do it so you communicate in a simple way to the child. And then fourthly, and probably most importantly, is affection, smiles, eye contacts, the power of a hug, words of love. When we're glued to screens and our child are glued to screens, we can sometimes forget the importance of real physical connection. So it's really important we do that. And if you try and follow those four principles, it might help you, you know, rediscover that routine and that connection.
Well, Vijay, as a parent myself who does work from home from time to time, all of that is resonating pretty strongly with me. And now the Parental EQ app, you can find it on the various app stores where you get your apps from, I'm sure. CEO Vijay Solanki, thanks for joining me on the West Live.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.